Norm Silber joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good. Can you kind of let us know kind of the who, what, when, where in terms of your role on this? Are you a county commissioner?
No, I am. I'm a state representative from Belknap County, District 2.
Okay.
And I'm on the delegation. And I'm not the chair of the delegation or the chair of the executive committee of the delegation. I am chair of the Belknap County Republican Committee, which is a political committee. Every county in every one of our 10 counties has a political committee made up of members that are basically join through a process through the NHGOP. Before I talk about gun stock, which I'm happy to do, I'd just like to, my understanding is that Representative Boards personally attacked me yesterday on your show, and I would just like to point out a couple of things, a couple of brief things about Representative Boards and our relationship. 2 years ago, I and a group of Republicans ran to become officers of the Belknap County Republican Committee, which had fallen into sort of a morose type of lethargy. And Boards and one or two Boards and another rep decided to pin their hopes on the outgoing chair for reelection. And they were defeated 17-3. So since that time, Boards has taken it on himself to attack fellow Republicans and me particularly, but a lot of Republicans. We don't have, you know, they say that politics is a blood sport. Certainly is in New Hampshire. We don't have a loyalty oath or a blood test for who's a real Republican. You go in there, you sign a paper that says you want to run, that says you're a member of this party or that party. And that's all that it takes, and whether or not you adhere to the party platform is a different story. So I just want to call to your attention and your listeners' attention two very, very important principal votes that occurred in the last this year and last year, because we were elected for 2 years. Last year, the Senate passed a bill called a right-to-work bill, Senate Bill 61, and that would have basically, had it passed and been signed by the governor, it would have allowed people to or basically said that businesses cannot require union membership as a condition of employment. We would join about half the states in the country that are right-to-work states. We think it would improve the economy, et cetera. In any event, virtually all of the Democrats voted against the bill in the House, and several Republicans voted against it.
I recall.
And Representative Boards, rather than voting, was present at the session, but walked out and refused to vote either way, yes or no.
Well, let me ask you this, Norm Silber, versus getting between, you can speak for yourself better than me, and Mike, state representative, can speak for himself better than me. So instead of, like, you know, any squabbles between you two, can you tell us why gun stock is closed this morning?
Well, yeah, one more thing, and then I'll go to the gun stock. There was a parental bill of rights that came up. Was and it lost by 5 votes in the House this year, and he was the only member of the delegation vote against it.
Let me just say this: I understand that there's no love lost, politically speaking, between you and state representative Boards. Okay, so that's not going to help me or us understand why is Gunstock Mountain closed.
The Gunstock Mountain is not fully closed. The campground
is it open?
Operating. The campground is operating, and their efforts are being made to open other areas of the project.
Well, why did the managers walk off the job? Why did it essentially close? If I'm a family on vacation and I want to go on a water slide or a zip line like I would a normal ski area in the summer to make, you know, get cooled off or have fun, and all the employees, why did essentially it close and the managers walk off the job? What was the catalyst for that?
The managers walked off the job because they don't want to acknowledge that they are employees that are responsible to the Gunstock Area Commission. There is a 5-member commission. I'm not a commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
It's appointed and removable by the delegation. It's a 5-member commission that exercises oversight. That has been the way it's done since 1959 under state law. Since 1959. Never had a problem in the past.
Well, hold on. Okay, so if they never had a problem in the past, why do they have it now?
Well, because some of the commissioners actually had the nerve to ask questions and ask for data and ask for financial information and questioned what was going on.
One quick question. Do you think what you know as a county official or representative of the delegation that oversees this county commission, do you think there was any financial wrongdoing or mismanagement happening with this current management team at Gunstock?
Yes.
Can you be specific?
There are audits underway presently, nearly finished. There's a financial audit and a legal affairs audit, the results of which are going to be coming out in the next week or 10 days, and that will indicate the scope of what they were able to find. But there is clearly inappropriate expenditures and mismanagement, yes.
So that's no information. Thank you for being forthright.
Well, and of course, what this walkout is coming at a time to try to head off the imminent release of this damaging information.
And that you're saying that's an audit that's been done?
Audit by a CPA firm and an audit by a law firm.
Do you think there needs to be new management at Gunstock Mountain?
Yes.
And is this egregious, or is it just something? Because sometimes you can argue that, oh, it should have been more profitable, but, you know, they made some money.
It's egregious. They made money this past season, yes, because of COVID and because it was a good winter. They're one bad winter season away from not being able to pay their bills, which has happened in the past, and they've had to have the county take over payment of some of their bills, some of their bonds in the past, they haven't been able to do it. All they need is one season where it's warm weather, mm-hmm. They don't have enough temperature to make snow, they don't have real snow,
right. And
people don't come there, so they basically, they've got all these fixed costs.
You could say that of any ski area, I think, if it's a bad
Absolutely.
Snow season or people don't come. And one more
Absolutely.
Time, Norm Silver, you're a state representative in Belknap County, correct?
Yep.
And you do as the kind of delegation, because a lot of people are confused. Gunstock is overseen by the county and owned by the county, correct?
It's owned by the county.
Belknap
County.
It's
overseen by a five-member commission called the Gunstock Area Commission.
Now, Representative Silver, based? I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish the thought because we have time. I didn't mean to cut you off.
They're appointed by and removable by the delegation, the 18-member delegation.
And you're one of those.
One member.
You're
one
of those. So you do have oversight in terms of that group.
If there's something that a member of the commission does that's inappropriate, we have the ability to remove them. We also have, when there's a vacancy, we interview, analyze, and actually vote on filling vacancies. We had a situation in the past year where two commissioners purported to continue to act past their eligibility, when their eligibility had expired.
Mm-hmm.
And so without bringing it to anyone's attention, and when we finally discovered it, and then we advertised, and we replaced those commissioners.
Let me ask you this, Representative Silver, Norm Silver, before we getting back to this audit that's coming out of the management team, if you will. I'm just trying to be generic, or not generic, but kind of 20,000 feet. The management team at Gunstock, which essentially has walked off the job, so even if the campground's open, the resort's mostly closed, I think you'd agree. This financial audit, I want to be clear, you said is going to show, because I want to categorize this, someone can run a business or a ski area resort and do a fairly good job managing it and make some money. But there's a difference between that maybe and, you know, not as tight management or maybe making a greater profit and financial wrongdoing. Are you alleging that this audit will show financial wrongdoing or just sloppy management at Gunstock in your mind?
Both.
Wow.
Both.
Really?
Both.
Wow.
The general manager who used to work for the governor at Waterville Valley has a contract, last year's compensation of his contract. You know, this is basically a public park with snow sports, right? It's owned by the county. It's a county park. His base compensation last year was $184,000, and in August, without a public hearing and a vote, they gave him a $40,000 bonus, putting him over $200,000. The last count, the governor makes $135,000 a year.
What is Gunstock gross in a good season? Do you know? Not make, gross.
It's around $16, $18 million.
Well, some would say $184,000 or $200,000 for how much? How much million?
$16 to $18 million.
Some would say a CEO of an $18 million company. That's not totally out of line. Let me ask you this. How many employees are now out of work at Gunstock right now?
I do not know. There's only, my understanding is that there are 10, I believe 8 to 10 of the basically the directors, departmental directors, are the ones that have left. But the Gunstock Area Commissioners have already been contacted by people from around the country who are in the ski industry who want to come to Gunstock to get it back open.
So you would like to see, just your own opinion, a new management team in place?
Yes.
And what do you think you're going to, what do you think someone would be a general manager of a $16 to $18 million resort? What do you think that he or she's going to want to make a year gross? I'm just curious.
I do not know, but typically what happens with most government entities and even private business entities, they have a compensation consultant who does a compensation study and says, this is what you should pay based on comps, on comparables. So I don't know. I haven't done the comparables.
Do you think there should be an investigation into the finances, or is it just the audit going to show that, you know, some, you know, allegedly some people either overpaid themselves or were a little sloppy in managing? Do you think this should go further, or just kind of what the audit speak for itself? And then
there's going to be a request for investigation, and probably some aspects of it are going to be referred to the Attorney General.
And again, the commissioners, are they waiting to see this report, or have they decided they're going to want to get new managers put in place? And how soon do you think Gunstock can reopen?
They're taking steps right now to try. My understanding this morning is that they have made an approach to one of the people who left, not the general manager, but one of the people who was responsible for day-to-day operations on the ground, and trying to get him to return to work, whether he does or not. But we have, as I said, we've been contacted. They've been contacted by the Gunstock commissioners, have been contacted by numerous people from around the country and around the state that are interested in coming to work.
Representative Norm Silber, I really appreciate the time and being forthright in this and giving us a lot of new information. Thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire and our network of News Talk stations. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jack.